రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ చైతన్య చరితామృత ఆది లీలా చాప్టర్ 15 టెక్స్ట్ 15 అండ్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ 15 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు అస్యూర్డ్ హిస్ పేరెంట్స్ దాట్ హీ వుడ్ సర్వ్ దెమ్ అండ్ దస్ ది మైండ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫాదర్ అండ్ మదర్ వాజ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్ టెక్స్ట్ 16 ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ వన్ డే శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఎట్ విటల్ నట్స్ అఫర్ టు ది డెటీ బట్ దే అటెడ్ అజ్ అన్ intoxicant and he fell down on the ground unconscious. Purport by J.T. Bangras, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Betel nuts are an intoxicant and therefore the regulative principle prohibited eating them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch betel nuts, even those offered to Vishnu. Just as one should not touch grains on the Ekadasi day, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fainting had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can do whatever he like and eat whatever he wants. But we should not imitate his pastimes. First of all, I pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of my revered spiritual master, H.T. Bangras, Gaur Govinda Swami Srila Gurudev. And I also pay my respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of ISKCON Founder, H.T. Bangras, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, paying obeisances at the lotus feet of all Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnava and Acharyas. I also paying obeisances at the lotus feet of Vaishnava assembly here. I am not a qualified Vaishnava because my English is not so good. Usually I am always staying in India. And practically I am always staying in Odisha. I am always speaking about Bhagavat for 7 days, 8 days, 10 days. So my English is not so good. Please, you should try to understand me. English is your language. English is your language. Practically, I am in Bombay, in Mumbai, or in India, I am used to say, Krishna know Hindi very well. And Jagannath know Odia language very well. But I don't know whether Krishna know English or not. But when Prabhupada came, he convinced Krishna, now you have to know English. Therefore, English is Prabhupada's language. Usually, I am always saying in my profession, yes, Prabhupada requests Krishna, now you have to understand English. Yeah, it is very difficult to speak on my part. Still, I am depending on mercy of Guru and Gauranga and all Vaishnavas assembly here. Because mercy makes impossible to possible. Our Gurudev used to say, mercy makes impossible to possible. We think it looks like impossible. Going to Golok Vrindavan, achieve perfection in our life, looks like impossible. But mercy makes impossible to possible. Therefore we are praying, Haha Prabhu Kara Daya Deha More Pada Chaya Ebe Jas Gosuk Tribhuvan. You just have our mercy. Without mercy there is no other way. We are depending on mercy. And we are running in bhakti yoga. We are cultivating or we are performing some bhakti yoga depending on mercy. We want mercy only. So, from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Krishnadas Kabraj Goswami mentioning about the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So nice performing this nice Lila. Because Mahaprabhu want to set. When Vishwarupa took sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pacifying his father and mother, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. Don't worry, mother. I want to serve you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want also sannyas. He have desire already. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikhyartam Ekam Purusa Puranam. Brahmacharya life, sannyas life is meant. This is a dedication. This is best service for human being. Practically in grihastha life, it is very difficult to even You can save some time even coming to temple. If you, in Sunday you come to temple, this is, you think, oh, this is best service to Krishna. In Sunday even, if you come to Krishna, for brahmacharis, for sannyasis, enough time. They can cultivate Krishna consciousness, they can chant more rounds, they can perform service, and so they can help others. They have enough time to help others. Mahaprabhu have a particular desire to take sannyas. But he giving consolation. When his elder brother Vishwarup took sannyas, he saying, Mother, Father, don't worry. Don't worry. I will serve you. Just for to pacify father and mother. But Mahaprabhu in his mind have a strong desire to take sannyas. He is Krishna himself. Was shaving his head and crying day and night, 24 hours he is crying for Krishna. He want to show. He want to show us in Kali Yuga. If you want Krishna, then you have to cry like me. If you want to, if you want Krishna, you have desire to achieve Krishna prema, then day and night you have to cry like me. Nayana mangala dasrudharaya padanam gadagadarudhaya agira. When that day will come, day and night I will cry. Bhakti Yoga is another name, specially Gaudiya Vaishnava Jim. This is in other another name we can say, this is crying path, path of crying. If you one have desire to achieve Krishna prem, then we have to cry. We have to cry because thousand of time, thousand of life also, we don't know when we forget Krishna. Now we have to remember Krishna. How can we remember Krishna? Very difficult task to remember Krishna. We can, usually I'm saying in India, this is a new business. Our old business, what is our old business? Family business is our old business. Marry, enjoy, earning money. This is our old business. We are not worried for this. It is very easy, looks like very easy. Earning money, working in office, immediately one became expert. You see, when he comes to temple, he feel, oh, this is not comfortable place. When he's going to office, it's like a lion. Immediately putting his bike, going here and there. It's old business. He's acquainted with the old business. This is new business. Bhakti Yoga. In this life, we are practicing Krishna consciousness. Only by mercy of sadhu and guru. If you're not following his footstep, we can't continue. We can't continue our spiritual life. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, mentioning his purport. Although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but to teach us, just offering prasadam, betel nuts, tambul, he became fainted. Fainted. So we have to follow full regulatory principles. We are following? All we are following four regulatory principles. Following. Not perfectly. We are following. Following footstep of acharyas. This is our, what do you call? This is our aim. Kali is so trickly. Why we are not eating betel nuts, tambul? Kali is so trickly. Ask to Parikshit Maharaj. Give me four places. Give me places. Not saying four places. Give me places. I want to stay. Because this is my yoga. I want to stay. We have to take lesson from also Kali. Kali is a king. Kali Maharaj. He is a king. We have to take lesson from Kali. Kali so politely, so humbly he is saying, Parikshit Maharaj, please give me some place. We are not asking mercy to Krishna and to Prabhupada, to acharyas, to gurus like this. Please give me mercy. We are demanding, give me mercy. I am doing this service, give me mercy. No. Take lesson from Kali. Kali so humbly, so politely asking, give me places. अभ्यर्थि तदा तस्मिन् स्थानानि कलयो ददो द्यूतपानं स्त्रियं सूनं यत्राधर्मचतुर्विदः. Parikit Maharaj said, okay, you take these four places. We are discussing why devotees should not eat tambul, betel nut. These four things, abhyarthita tada tasmin sthanani kalayo dadu. Parikit Maharaj said, okay, you take these four places. First one, dyuta, gambling. Anrutam satyanasakam, Viswanath Chakrathakur mentioning. If you gambling in India, many now someone plays dice, gambling, you know, dice like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Are you playing dice? No, yes. If someone have smartphone, mobile phone, he's playing always dice. Hare Krishna, what is that? Gambling. This is gambling, dice. Always I am saying in India, stop this mobile phone, smartphone. Make you materially smart, not spiritually smart. Because make you materially smart, not spiritually smart. Lose your spiritual life. Always distract your mind from Krishna. Gambling is going on like this. Sending message, here they are, Facebook. What do you call it? Facebook, already booked your face. Someone book your face. You are coming to Krishna consciousness, book Krishna's face, but you are booking, someone already book your face. Facebook. Gambling. This is also gambling. Smartphone. Always. No. Throw it out. If you want to keep your spiritual life, throw it out. Losing your spiritual assets, your bhajans. We have very short lifespan. Dyutam satyanasakam, you cannot speak truth. You can't speak truth. Therefore, Kali saying, give this place, gambling. And another one, panam, eating betel nut. Panam, madho, dayanasakam. Why we are not eating? So if someone will ask, why you not eating betel nut? This is not onion, this is not garlic, this is not fish. Why you are eating? Dayanasakam. It will kill your, what do you call it? Compassion. Kindness. Very important point. If you want to achieve Krishna prem, kindness must be there. Compassion must be there. More you advance in Krishna consciousness, more compassion comes. You see, in case of Prabhupada, day and night, crying. For us, we are crying for Maya, but a sadhu is crying for us. How will I preach Krishna consciousness in the Western world? More you advance in Krishna consciousness, more compassion comes, kindness comes. Dyutam satyanasakam, panam dayanasakam, stri sauchanasakam. You will lose your cleanness. Cleanness is next to godness. Usually in India, cleanness is next to godness. You lose your cleanness. And fourth one, killing animal. Suna. Killing animal means four, three things are there. One who eating meat, fish, killing animals, he's a liar. Maybe in many books, he's speaking so nice thing, but he's a liar. These three things are there. Prani hingsayantu samaditam evam chaturvidha adharmam. These four type of irreligion, one who is killing animal, four type of religion is there. Shastra saying, we are saying, no, he's very gentleman. Who is gentleman? Gentleman? Who is gentleman? One who is not a devotee, who is killing animal, never he is a gentleman. Looks like gentleman. Conscious sometimes looks like gentleman. He is devoted to Narad, but not gentleman. Don't say gentleman. Yasyasti bhakti bhagavat akinchana sarve gunestatra samasate sura. One who is devoted, akinchana bhakti. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. Not for sakama bhakti. Bhakti, always adjective there. You can find in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, ananya bhakti, akinchana bhakti. Always adjective is there. Adjective in English you can understand. My English is not so good, please rectify me. Ananya, no other desire than to please Guru and Krishna. This is ananya bhakti. Anya vilasita sunyam, always. No other desire. Dhana jana nahi magi kavita sundari Suddha bhakti deha more Krishna kripa kori. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night in Jagannath Puri crying, crying, crying and praying to Jagannath. Jagannath, I want Suddha bhakti. Suddha bhakti, you understand? Pure devotion. Pure devotion at your lotus feet. I don't want dhana. I don't want wealth. I don't want wealth. I don't want follower. This is also a problem. Mahaprabhu told, I don't want follower. I don't want money. Na dhanam, na janam. Every time na, na, na. Not adding one time na. Because Mahaprabhu knows in Kali Yuga, even the devotees, they will not add no. In Sanskrit, if you say once no, then you can add it. Like it is called it annoya. You can add it no, no, no. But Prabhupada, Mahaprabhu knows in Kali Yuga, they are very lazy. They want money. They want follower. They want wife. They want to become great pandit. Therefore, better I will add it. Therefore, said na dhanam, then na janam, na sundarim, three times. Kabitangba jagadisa kamai. I don't want anything. Dhana jana nahi magi kabit. We want pure devotion. And therefore, if you eat a betel nut, tambol, it will lose our compassion, daya. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentioning Sanatana Sikhya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, 64 limbs, Prani Matre, Manovakye Udvega Nadibe. This is one of the limb of devotional service. Don't give trouble in your mind or by in your word to others. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioning in his word. Same. Conclusion is everywhere same. From Bhagavatam, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur Sangha, everywhere same.
Jibana nirbahe ane Udvega na dibe paraupakare nija sukha pasaribe.
Sri Krishna bhajane jadi mana satur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Swami bhajane, they're very nice song. Secret of all bhajans. If you have desire to perform Krishna bhakti, be careful. Remind all these instructions. Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, Sri Krishna bhajane jadi manasatura parama jatanatami laba adhikar. You must achieve this position to perform pure devotional service. We want some, what do you call it? Like some stage. Yes. What is that? Many points are there. One point is there. Jibana nirbaha ane udbega nadibe. When you are maintaining your life, don't agitate to others. जैसे श्री राधा गोकुलानंद भगवान की जय, गौर नित्यानंद जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय. डोंट एजिटेट टू अदर. जीवन निर्वाह ने उद्वेग ना दिबे पर उपकार निज सुख पासरिबे. यू जस्ट गिव अप योर ओन हैप्पीनेस टू सर्व अदर टू प्लीज अदर. दिस इज डिवोशनल सर्विस. वेरी सटल पॉइंट्स आर देयर. So if we eat betel nut, then what will happen? We'll lose our compassion. Heart become hard-hearted. Our heart is hard-hearted. same time we are committing offenses. More we committing offenses, then our heart become more hard. In hard place, what do you call in English? Like if mud or earth is very hard, if you put seed there, then sprout, it will sprout. In English, what do you call it? Sprout. It will not come. Seed will not come to sprout. No, not possible. Barren. Barren. Barren land. Our heart is like barren land. Who will cultivate it? In barren land, who will cultivate? The farmer who know well, oh, this land is barren land. One who know how to cultivate it. Then he brings some cow dung and other things, he putting there, trying so much. He know how to cultivate. Our heart is like barren. Barren land. Very hard-hearted we are. Because committing offense, we have no compassion. We have no love towards Guru and Krishna. So much dedication Prabhupada did for us. But still, we are not thinking about that. Guru and Krishna always thinking about us, but we have no time to think about Guru and Krishna. We are busy in our old business. How to earn money, how to build a big house, nice car, and enjoy. This is our mode. Yes, practical. We have no time. No. No. Our heart is like barren. Hard-hearted, desert. Only Guru's mercy, Vaishnav's mercy, Krishna's mercy, it requires. Therefore, Mahaprabhu saying, we should not imitate. Prabhupada mentioning here, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can do whatever he like and eat whatever he wants, but we should not imitate his pastimes. Should not imitate. Sometimes we are imitating acharyas. No, this is offensive. You can't imitate Prabhupada. Imitating acharyas, imitating Supreme Personality of Godhead, greatest offense. You know, in Vaishnava etiquette, there are so many points are there. Like, you can't imitate tone of your guru, acharyas. Tone, you understand? Tune. In which way he's speaking, in which tune he's just singing, I will also. This is imitation. Don't imitate acharyas. Many etiquettes are there. We should not imitate acharyas. Their dress. Manu Maharaj even mentioning about disciple. What should be qualification of a disciple? Even Manu Maharaj saying, for karmi people, what to speak? We are devotees. Hinat arna besat bhusam. In fourth thing, we should not imitate acharyas. Arna, when we are taking prasadam, we should not compete with Guru. Gurudev liking pizza, I also. I want pizza. Gurudev like that, this thing, I will like. No, he not. Not in same standard. What Guru, Gurudev, acharyas eating prasadam, our standard should be minimum. Arna besa, dress. Should not imitate acharya in your own dress. Oh, Prabhupada wearing like this, Gurudev wearing like this, I should also wearing like this. No. And ornaments, like we are not wearing ornaments, different items. And in that verse, there is one end of the point, there one verse is there, before Gurudev arising, you have to wake up. Before Gurudev arise, you have to wake up. This is duty of a disciple. Don't imitate acharyas. If you imitate acharyas, then you will create a greatest offense. We have no power. Acharyas are empowered, like Prabhupada, empowered. Empowered. One word is there, always Prabhupada using, empowered soul. Empowered by Guru, empowered by Parampara, empowered by Krishna. They are Gurus. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane ebeda purana gun gaye jeva sune. This is power of acharyas. He can deliver the whole world. Whole world. He has power. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane. One empowered acharya have such power, he can deliver the whole universe. Whole universe. We can't calculate the power of acharyas. We are a teen, we are like, what do you call, like a mosquito. Mosquito have no power to estimate the strength of a Garuda. Garuda, you understand? Mosquito is always mosquito. Garuda is always Garuda. One in Sanskrit verse, one Nitikar, what do you call a Nitikar in English? The moral instructor saying, if Garuda sitting nearby Himalaya, still is Garuda. If mosquitoes riding over Himalaya, still is mosquito. Don't think you will become Garuda. We may preach, we may do anything, but we are not empowered so like Prabhupada, like Acharyas. They are empowered by Guru, they are empowered by Parampara, they are empowered by Krishna. And something Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioning, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Kali Yuga Dharma Hai Naam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Binana Hai Tar Pravartan. It's not so easy, not so easy. Conditioned soul can imitate, even imitate Acharyas, he will fall down. He will fall down. This is one of the cause of fall down. Devotee even fall down. We are using this one fall down. Actually, what is fall down? One who is in a higher platform, if he come to lower platform, this is fall down. We are in same platform. Only we are give up Krishna consciousness. This is not our fall down. We are saying in English, fall down. Acharyas, they are empowered. We should not imitate Acharyas. One story is there, whether you don't know or don't know, I don't know. Just Krishna remind me. Once, you know Gopal Bhatt Goswami? Gopal Bhatt Goswami in Vrindavan. Among the third Goswami, Jairup Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Srijeev Gopal Bhatt Das Raghunath, Gopal Bhatt Goswami. He was in, when he was old, he was in Vrindavan. At that time, one of his disciples, one Brajabasi, he took initiation from Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Brajabasi. Very simple guy. Brajabasi. He took initiation. Because he's simple, after took initiation after some day, by mercy of Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he took darshan of Radharani. Radharani personally coming and talking with, his name is Hita Harivansa. Still this parampara is in our Vrindavan, Braja, Hita Harivansa. Radha Vallabh, you know this deity? Nearby our Bank Bihari temple, nearby, inside there. Radha Vallabh, his deity, Hita Harivansa. But he became so dear to Radharani in Ekadasi, like Prabhupada saying here. Even those offered to Vishnu, just as one should not touch grain on the Ekadasi day. Every Ekadasi day Radharani came. Give darshan to Hita Harivansa, giving one pan, tambul, like a, what do you call it? Betel nut. Giving. And Hita Harivansa chewing it. Thinking this is prasadam. If Radharani will give you betel nut, what you will do? Chewing? No. This is not our parampara. This is not our parampara. We are very strict. Gaudiya Vaishnavism is very strict to our parampara, tradition. We will not divert our parampara's instruction. We may be elevated Vaishnavas. But very strict. In Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there is no chance of this sahajyas. Sahajyas. Sahajyas, you understand? Easy going person in name of Vaishnavism. No, no, no. No. Sometimes devotees imitating Pandas, sometimes devotees imitating Brajavasis. No, no, this is not our parampara. Our parampara to following Acharya, our parampara to following Prabhupada. This is our parampara. Sometimes we become sentimental. Oh, I become Brajavasi. No, no, you are not Brajavasi. You are belongs to the material world. You are a conditioned soul. Don't imitate Brajavasi. We have to follow Guru's instruction. So, Hita Harivansa always eating every Ekadasi day, eating chewing pan and coming in front of Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta Singh, His lips red, his lotus mouth become red. Hey, what you are eating? This is Guru's duty. Gurudev not only giving mantra in every step of your life, he will correct you. Sadhimang tvam prapannam. You see. Sadhimang tvam prapannam. I am surrendered unto you. Every step of life, please you rectify me. Arjuna is saying. Therefore, mostly, asking many questions in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna asking these questions. You have doubt. Conditioned soul. We are conditioned soul. Arjuna talking front to front with Krishna. How many hours? Prabhupada used to say, how many hours? Krishna want to convince Arjuna. How many hours? Bhagavad Gita. One. Sometimes Prabhupada saying 1.5 hours like this. Personally, Krishna convinced Arjuna it requires more than 1 hour. If Krishna now come to convince us, how many hours it require? How many years require? How many yuga require? We have many doubts. We are conditioned soul. Therefore, this is Guru's duty. At every step of your life, you have to consult with Guru. And Guru will rectify you. Guru will rectify you. Every step. Hey, why you are doing like this? Why you are doing like this? Disciple means now you are under control of Guru. You have no independence. If you want to use your independence, then you become Maya Das. If you give up your independence, then you become Krishna Das. This is our procedure. So Gopal Bhatt came. Hitari Vamsa came. When Gopal Bhatt saw his face, his lip became red. He saying, hey, what you are eating? Gladly saying, Gurudev, I got mercy, I got. This is mercy? What is mercy? What is cheating, you know? Sometimes you think, oh, I got darshan of Radha, Gokula, Nanda, I got this, I mean, this mercy. What is mercy? What is cheating? You don't know. Guru knows. Vaishnava have two things. One is mercy, one is cheating. In Sanskrit, it is called kripa, and another is banchana. Shivji have also these two things. Kripa and banchana. Cheating and mercy. Guru knows what is cheating and what is mercy. Sometimes we surpass Guru. We think, no. I will stay in Vrindavan, I will chant Hare Krishna, I will get darshan of Radharani. This is your sentiment. So Gopal Bhatt Goswami asked, hey, where you got this brittle nut, tambul? Radharani gave me. Radharani given to me. Don't eat. No, Gurudev, Radharani already given me. What you will do? Huh? You know, in between? You will follow Radharani's instruction or Guru's instruction? You will follow Krishna's instruction or Guru's instruction? Whose instruction? Guru's instruction. This is our Vaishnavism. We are very strict to our parampara. Very strict to our parampara. How can we know Krishna by Guru? By Guru's mercy we came to know Krishna. Now we will direct follow Krishna's instruction. Surpassing Guru? No. He said, Gurudev, Radharani offer me this. Bittle not. No, you can't take it. This is not our parampara. No, this is Mahaprasad. Radharani is offering, direct offering to me. No. The next Ekadasi, same thing happened. Radharani came and given another. Bittle not. And ching ching coming in front of Gopal Bhatta. Gopal Bhatta saying, hey, what happened? Last Ekadasi I told you, don't eat. Now you are eating. Said Gurudev, I cannot give up this. I cannot give up this. You see, this is the condition of a conditioned soul. He sometimes not giving importance on the word of pure devotees. Therefore he quoting Shastra. Shastra saying like this, Shastra saying like this. No, what Acharya is saying? This is important. What Prabhupada is saying? This is important. This is important. Because Krishna and Shastra for universal, for everyone. Different adhikaris. In English, what do you call? Adhikaris means different? Eligibility. Standard is there. For different standard. For karmis, for jnanis, for yogis, and for devotees also, different levels are there. You cannot imitate. other adhikaris. No. So, Gopal Bhatt said, hey, if next time you will eat betel nut, I will reject you. Then next Ekadasi, something. Radharani offer another and chewing and coming in front of Gopal Bhatt. Gopal Bhatt said, hey, now from today I will reject you. I don't want to see your face. God, when reject that day, night time Radharani came and argue with Gopal Bhatt. Gopal, why you reject Hitari Vamsa? He's not my devotee, he's not following my instruction. Acharya have power to convince even Radharani, even Krishna. What? He have no power to convince a conditioned soul? Radharani trickily saying, hey, Gopal, why you reject Hitari Vamsa? He's not following my instruction. Hitari Vamsa following your instruction or my instruction? Radharani saying, my instruction to chewing this betel nut. Your instruction not to eat. Then Gopal Bhatt saying, Radharani, you are observing Ekadasi. How in Ekadasi day you are offering betel nut to my disciple? This is your mercy or cheating? You told me. Then Radharani said, I am very pleased with you. Then Hitari Vamsa, because Gopal Bhatt reject Hitari Vamsa, when Guru reject you, you have no right that I will reject my Guru. No. If Guru reject you, then you can stay in alone place. Always you have to meditate on lotus feet of Sri Guru and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We have no power to reject pure devotees. Those are rejecting pure devotees. They're offenders. Not in this life. Manu Maharaj mentioning in Manu Sangita. After giving up his body, even what do you call in English? Dogs, jackals, and another bird is there. Vulture. They will not eat their flesh. Because they are offended by pure devotees. Purana says, many shastras says. So Gopal Bhatt staying alone in Vrindavan and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Once thief came and cut off his throat. This is the consequence. Cut off his throat and throwing to Jamuna. And within the Jamuna water, the head of Hitari Vamsa chanting Radhe, 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 chanting. And morning time, Gopal Bhatt went to take bath. When he saw the cutting head saying Radhe, Radhe, who is you? And this head coming towards the lotus feet of Gopal Bhatt. And Gopal Bhatt many times throwing in his Sri Guru Charana Padma Kebala Bhakti Sadhuva. And throwing in his feet. Eh? Go on. And again this head is coming. And Gopal Bhatt take it out from water and saw, oh, he's Hitari Vamsa. Then Gopal Bhatt start to cry. He's saying, Hitari Vamsa, how many times I told you, please follow my instruction. You are not following my instruction. This is the sequence. You think this is Radharani's mercy. You ate betel nut. This is the sequence. Then he said, Gurudev, please excuse me. I will not, forever I will follow your instruction. I will not do anything which is against our Vaishnavism principles. Then Gopal Bhatt throwing his body nearby the Jamuna, and Gopal Bhatt take his head and fix and his body. We are discussing on this point, but not Prabhupada is saying, betel nuts are intoxicant, and therefore the regulative principle prohibited to eat them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime of fainting after eating betel nuts is a solid instruction to all of us that one should not touch the betel nuts, even though offering to Lord Vishnu. Even though offering to Lord Vishnu. Very important. And Prabhupada mentioning here, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's fainting had a particular purpose. Why Mahaprabhu fainting? Why Mahaprabhu fainting? Had a particular purpose. Because Mahaprabhu always in Radha Bhav. Don't forget this position. Because when Krishna always eating betel nuts, you know from the Sangha, Narottam Das Thakur, Ganthiya malatir mala diba duhar gole adhare tuliya diba karpura tambule. Narottam Das Thakur saying, when I'll become maid servant of Radharani, what is this malati, malati mala, malati, I don't know in English, I'll prepare malati mala and putting in duhar gale, Radharani's neck and also Krishna's neck. And also in Adhar, in his lotus mouth, I will give betel nut, tambul. But don't forget the position of a devotee. Even he may be achieved Raganuga position, Sri Krishna, then end point, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur Dasir Anudas. This is most important point. You may be in Raganuga stage, but don't forget Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhur Dasir Anudas. You are not direct Das. No. Dasir Anudas. Seba Adhikara Magi Narottama Das. Our position, this is the safest position, become servant of servant of servant of a Vaishnava. If you say, no, I am servant of Krishna, Jivar Swarup, Krishna. What is the original position of Jiva, conditioned soul? Krishna Das. Who say, who told? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. But in Padyavali, Rupa Goswami mentioning, when someone asked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, what is your Swarup? What is your constitution and position? Nahang Vipra. I am not Brahman. Mahaprabhu is in Brahman. Born in Brahman family. No, I am not Brahman. I am not Khatriya. I am not Vaishya. I am not Sudra. I am not Brahmachari. I am not Grastha. I am not. Mahaprabhu rejected. Even I am not Sannyasi. Varnasrama Dharma Mahaprabhu reject. And Mahaprabhu saying, who are? Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayo Dasa Dasanu Dasa Aham. You see. Same Krishna, when he is in mood of devotee, giving clear identification, this is our position. This is our position. Why Mahaprabhu fainted? There is particular purpose there. Particular purpose. Because Mahaprabhu always in Radha Bhav. Always in Radha Bhav. Uddhava darsh radhikar bhav jeche Uddhava darsane sei bhabe mata prabhu hai ratri dine. Our Srikhetra, Puri, is Vipralamba Khetra. Vipralamba, you understand? What do you call it in English? Separation, place of separation. Always crying, 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 crying. Prabhupada mentioning in his purport. Those who understand the shelter of Lord lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can understand that his mood of worship of the Supreme Lord of Krishna in separation is the real worship of Lord. Our parampara is in separation we have to worship. Mood of separation. Ai nanda tanuja kingaram patitama visameva bambudu. Mahaprabhu mentioned. Siddhanta is there. You cannot, in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, you cannot create some new Siddhantas. No, you have no right. You like it, you may like it, but you cannot cut up Siddhantas. Prabhupada mentioning this thing. This is real worship in separation. Radhikar bhava jeche uddhava darsane. Radharani mit uddhava. Madness. 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 That sort of madness for Krishna. Mahaprabhu in Radha Bab always in madness. Always in madness. Why Mahaprabhu fainted? Prabhupada mentioning there is a particular purpose. What is that purpose? You know? this is because Mahaprabhu, when at Betel Nut, thinking this is just like chewed Betel Nut of Krishna. Where it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita?
Paraspara Benu Gite Haraye Chetana Mora Brahme Tamalera Kore Alingana.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, our Gurudev used to say this is PG. PG course. PG, you understand? How about to call in India? They're like, what? Postgraduate course. Postgraduate. I am not postgraduate student even. Postgraduate course. Paraspara Venu Gite Harai Chetan. When Mahaprabhu eat the betel nut, Mahaprasad the Vishnu become fainted. Why? Paraspara Venu Gite Harai Chetan. Radharani's mood like this. In separation from Krishna, Venus means bamboo. When bamboos are per, each other, what do you call it? Yeah. Then some sound is coming. You saw in jungle. And Radharani, when Radharani hear this sound, think, oh, this is fruit of Krishna. Immediately, mad. And fainted. You can see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, always fainting, madness, crying. Three things. Always fainting, sometimes crying, sometimes madness. Madness. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. Why? To become mad. People therefore saying, he's mad. He gave up every job. He's gave up wife. He's a young guy. He's not doing anything. He's not mad. What people are saying, this is right. But we are wrong. People are saying we are mad, but actually we are not mad. We are coming to Krishna consciousness for to become mad. Mad in Krishna service. We came because what is the best quality of a madness person? Huh? No, he forgot his body consciousness. A mad, sometimes drinking water from the, what do you call it? In drain. Drain? Suresh, garbage, water. Eating what you're throwing in dustbin because you have no body consciousness. We are coming to Krishna consciousness for this purpose, to forget our body consciousness. But who make you mad? Who make you us mad? Who make you mad? Mahaprabhu saying, his guru, to Prakashananda Saraswati, Kiba Mantra Dila Gosai, Kiba Tara Bal, Japite Japite Mure Karila Pagal. Mahaprabhu mentioning to Prakashananda Saraswati, you saying I am ecstasy, I am dancing, I am chanting, I am rowing in the ground. What you are saying, true. Everyone is saying you are, I am mad. You are also saying I am mad. I already told to my Gurudev, Gurudev, what mantra you given me, I became mad. We are coming to Krishna consciousness to become mad. But this is our unfortunate, this is our unfortunate condition. We are not mad. Mad for service, mad for Krishna service. Like gopis. Mad. Mad. Always, everyone saying mad. You know about gopis? Mad. When they're cooking, start to cooking. When you're cooking in wood, then first what? You put just fire. First, smoke will come or not? When smoke will come, thinking about Krishna and putting chapati in the palm, what do you call it? In cooking palm and in chapati. And smoke come and thinking about Krishna. Whole chapati burn. Whole wood burn to ashes and thinking Krishna. Then, what do you call the family members came, and catch up their hair. You are mad. You are cooking. But already, chapati already burned. Madness. Bikretu kama kilagopa kanya murari padar pitachitta vritti. Krishna karnamrita. How gopis mad? When they are carrying, what do you call it? yogurt pot, milk pot, want to sell in Mathura. But from Vrindavan, from when they carry this yogurt pot in his head, what they are saying? When a person selling yogurt, what he is saying? Who want yogurt? Who want yogurt? Like this in India. Who want milk? Who want milk? But what gopis are saying? In madness. Who want Krishna? Who want Krishna? Who want Krishna? Who want? They want to sell milk. They want to sell yogurt, but saying, who want Krishna? We want to sell Krishna. And coming in front of Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj Aswamata start to cry. You see, this is condition of gopis. They are crying, they are crying. Mad. We are coming to Krishna consciousness for mad. This is madness. There are what people are saying, they are mad. Okay, we are mad. But this is our fault. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. We are not mad in Krishna prem. This is our fault. We are unfortunate. And Mahaprabhu saying, my Gurudev told me, O Prakashananda Saraswati, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Rahito Swabhav, Jai Jape Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. This is the nature of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you will become mad. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is madness. Paraspara Benu Gite Harai Chetan. More Brahme Tamalera Kare Alingan. Radharani, when Krishna was in Mathura, when these two bamboos creating some sound, thinking, oh, flute sound is coming, and immediately pending. And more Brahme Tamalera Kare Alingan. Tamal tree, you know, in Vrindavan, Tamal tree, it looks like Krishna's, his color is like Krishna. And Radharani, when she saw Tamal tree, I'm racing. Oh, my life is successful. I got darshan of Krishna. Is it madness or not? Mahaprabhu was in that mood. And here one point is there. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu painting had a particular purpose. What is that purpose? Here is the purpose. Tambula charbita jabe kare aswadane ananda samudra dube kichui na jane. Krishna giving chewed tambul, betel nut, to Radharani. When Radharani ate it, drowning. And what do you call it? Ananda Samudra, drowning in the ocean of bliss, drowning. Here is tambula charbita. Therefore, Mahaprabhu, when ate the Mahaprasad, Vishnu became fainted. Because he is in Radhabhav. Outside Krishna, inside Radhabhav. Prominent. Radhabhav in Gaur, Radhabhav is prominent. Always crying for Krishna, always crying for Krishna. And a particular purpose. Therefore, he felt fainted, Mahaprabhu. But for us, Prabhupada gives a warning, don't eat betel nuts. Don't eat. Many stories, demigods, they are also eating betel nut. So many stories about this betel. I cannot say, time will let pass. In 1 hour, we can describe many, many things are there. Many things are there. So this is our duty to follow Vaishnava Acharyas. And Krishna consciousness means you can achieve perfection only by following order of Vaishnavas. Agya Palan. Following order is the secret of success. Don't imitate. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's painting had a particular purpose. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can whatever he like and eat whatever he wants, but we should not imitate his pastimes. Don't imitate. One Acharya was there in Ramananda Sampradaya. Sometimes in India, they give up fish, meat, onion, and garlic, but they are unable to eat. Give up chewing pan, very acquainted. They are arguing, Jagannath eating pan, Jagannath. You know, one story is there. Okay, better I will speak this story. You don't know about Jagannath. I will speak. It's a real story. Nice story. After Prasadam, after offering Bhoga to Jagannath, Panda is there offering always one betel nut. Tumble. Once one very like big rich person from Ahmedabad. His name is Jagat Seth. Like rich, very rich person. Seth persons. In Hindi we call it Seth. In English we call it millionaire. Billionaire. Seth. He came. He is very proud. Very proud. I want to give 1 million rupees just for one prasadam to Jagannath, for one offering to Jagannath. At that time, all panda became worried. No, if you give 1 million rupees, we can offer to Lord up to 1 month. He said, no. He want to make one record in front of Jagannath, like Greenish record. I want a big devotee. Sometimes we have this mood. Everyone should appreciate me. I am a great devotee. We are not great devotee. This is the nature of a great devotee. He want to become small. We are coming to Krishna consciousness not to become great. This is a process make you small. Smaller than grass. Be careful. If you want to become great, stay outside. If you want to become small, come to Krishna consciousness. Because more you become small, like small child, father pick up him up. More you small, Krishna will pick up like this. You can go to Golok Vrindavan. If you want to become great, stay here. Stay here in this metal world. This is for great persons. I am great. America said, I am great. London said, I am great. India said, okay, it's for great persons. Stay here. Become Mayadas. Whole life cry. Hey, Jagat said, you have a big proud. Panda request, please. In one time, it is not possible to spend all your money. Better, you give. We'll offering to Jagannath. No. I want to make one record. Then Panda have this Abhiman. What do you call it? Like this. Yeah, not proud. This is like the thing. Jagannath, he is just the owner of the whole universe. He's the Lord of the whole universe. We have to pray him. And pray to Jagannath. Jagannath told, hey, Pandas, you told to this, Jagat said, he should offer first me one betel nut. Then I will eat bhoga. With his money. And this betel nut, in betel nut, you know this pan leaf? And don't use sandalwood. You use Gaja Mukta. You understand Gaja Mukta? In elephant's head, Mukta in English? Pierce, huh? Yeah. In elephant's head, pierce. Not in every elephant's head. Be careful. Not in every elephant's head, pierce there. Mukta. You can understand. You can just, I don't know English, many English words. Not in every cow's, in their head, Gorochana is there. Gorochana. Another suit, very centered things used in Krishna service. Not in every deer, Kasturi is there. But, like same thing, one moral instructor saying, everywhere you don't find elevated version of sadhus. He's saying like this, in verse, I can show you this verse. So then, Jagannath told, hey Pandas, told to this Jagat said, he should give me one betel nut with Gajamukta. You bring Gajamukta, the elephant head, the Mukta is there, you just burn it, make it ashes, then put in my, this betel nut, then I will chew. Then Panda saying, hey Jagat said, bring Gajamukta. And give one betel nut to Jagannath. Then he will eat your bhoga. How many, within 1 million rupees, how many elephant he can buy? And how he will know in which elephant's head this mukta is there? Then he start to cry. Start to cry in front of Jagannath. Jagannath, I have big proud. I think I am a very billionaire. I am a big man. I am even unable to give you one betel nut. Please excuse me. And Jagannath said, okay, don't be proud. You have no capacity to giving even one betel nut. Many stories about betel nut. Many. 2 days, 3 days we can discuss about only betel nut. In Shastras, many things are there. But we should not imitate. Don't imitate Acharyas. Many Paramahansas, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes, you see, Nityananda Prabhu, they are eating betel nuts. There is some lila is there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita also. You can't say, oh, why Chaitanya Prabhupada is mentioning here? But in that lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating betel nut. No, what Acharya is saying, we have to follow it. Don't argue. Don't put your brain. If you want to become expert in Acharya's philosophy, then Maya make you expert. Become Maya Das. Accept it as it is. Therefore, Prabhupada always said, accept as it is. Don't put your brain. You are in mood of, at best you are in mood of Sattvic. Sattvic in mood of goodness, bas. But Acharyas and their statement and Shastra is beyond that. Sudha Sattva. You cannot achieve this stage. Therefore, better accept it. Yes. So thank you. So if you have some question, you may ask. We have a little time.